My grandmother Williams was a missionary Baptist. My granddad Williams was primitive Baptist.
Okay.
And some of my grandmother Williams' people, the Rhodeses, were both were Baptist missionary and primitive.
Okay.
You know, that church split. I don't know the history of it yet, but a long time ago.
You mean the missionary and primitive were one? Uh-huh. Yeah, it interests me that they're all, you know, these two together. What was your mother's maiden name?
Lucy Catherine.
How do you spell that? I'm glad I am. Okay. Now let's see. Where was your husband born?
In Taylor County.
And did he go to school in Taylor County?
Mm-hmm.
And can you tell me the names of the schools he went to?
He went to Peacock School, I believe, was the only one. You know, we started there from beginners on up till we quit.
And did he ever go to any other schools besides
I don't believe he did.
Okay. So he went through...
Well, anyway, it would be a Taylor County school if he did.
Okay. Now, did he ever live anywhere besides in Taylor County?
Except when he was in service, he was in Germany. France and Germany. He spent part of the time in France, and then after the armistice, he went to Germany.
Okay. Now, can you tell me anything about his people, where they came from?
I think they were both Taylor County. We're working on that family history too, Walker family.
Now, do you know about...
their ancestors, I don't really know.
Uh-huh. You don't know if maybe they came from Virginia or...
No, there's a Walker family history, but I declare I don't... it gets down to us, and we're starting there and to finish ours.
Okay. Well, this is fine. Now I'll go ahead and ask you some of these short answers. What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later this...
evening, most of the time, I say.
What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before...
sunrise.
In the morning it's sunrise, and in the evening it's...
sunset.
Okay. If there's been a storm, and then the rain stops, and the clouds are disappearing, and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is...
clearing.
Okay. What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long?
I say a hard rain.
Okay, fine.
It wouldn't be a shower.
A shower would be a little rain?
That's what I'd call it.
What, a short, gentle rain? Okay. What do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
The mantle.
Okay.
Or do they have listed mantelpiece or mantle? I just say the mantle.
Okay. If you have more than one term, you know, sometimes you'd say mantle and sometimes you'd say mantelpiece. Uh-huh. I'd like to have both. Uh-huh. So. What do you call the things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
Andirons.
What do you call small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Splinters.
Okay.
I don't say kindling.
Okay. What do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut up into little slivers to get a fire started?
Fat lightwood.
Okay.
They don't have that listed.
This is one of the things that's interesting about it, you know, getting new terms. What do you call a place with a rod and hangers for hanging clothes? A little room that you hang up.
A closet.
And what do you call a great big old piece of furniture that you can hang clothes up in?
Wardrobe.